Proclamation number 4568B of 18th of February, 1949. Gospel Good News. Disciples of the End Time. Faith. You, my disciples of the end time, will be taught directly by me like the first disciples to whom I brought the gospel in its purest form. I know you as I also knew them from eternity. I saw in their hearts the flame of love which gave them the ability to hear my voice in their hearts. I also know about your willingness to love and can therefore also speak to you through the voice of the Spirit and thus instruct you in order to make you suitable for the office of being active for me as disciples of the end time. When I ascended to heaven, my disciples were to carry the gospel into the world in order to inform all nations of my will and my way of life on earth, so that they should fulfill it and live accordingly. But now the time I granted people for this is expired. Now I will come to earth again to reap what my disciples have sown, and it is still necessary to do diligent work in the last hour, for which I again choose disciples who are suitable to sow the lost seed so that the harvest will be great. It is still necessary to gather the last ones who want to come to me and to proclaim to them my teaching of love, which alone leads to the light. I myself want to speak to the last ones once again and need suitable forms through whose mouth I can express myself. Hence I need disciples again who are permeated by love for me, who have shaped themselves through love such that I can use them as a vessel to pour my spirit into them. That I myself can speak through these disciples to all who want to listen to me. But my disciples of the end time must be particularly strong in faith. I don't physically approach them like I did the first disciples, I am only present to them in spirit, and they must believe this or they will not be able to hear my voice. It is particularly commendable to muster this faith in the last days. For neither signs nor miracles confirm it, and humanity's unbelief is a strong obstacle. After all, my disciples are only to be found in very few places in a world full of unbelief in a God and therefore also in a working of the Spirit in the human being. Yet faith in this is a prerequisite for hearing my word within themselves. And nothing is at their disposal but the mere transmission of my life on earth. I am certainly constantly close to these chosen ones, but I cannot influence them extraordinarily in order to gain their faith. Instead, it must be and remain free and still apply to me. I value this faith extremely highly. And my love is especially meant for those who approach me with such a believing heart and offer their services to me to help redeem people in the last days before the end. This willingness to serve comes from a loving heart, and I recognize the love and will of those whom I chose as my disciples of the last days and whom I now train for their activity. For they shall bring the truth to humanity as purely as it can only come forth from me myself. Thus I myself will bring the gospel to people again, for the time being in the spirit of my disciples, until I will then speak through them to the people who listen to my disciples. And it will still take a short time for my disciples to exercise this ministry, therefore diligent work is required. There are still so many who are to be won, but only a few who feel touched by my word which is conveyed to them through my disciples. But for the sake of the few, I will once again send my disciples into the world in order to gather the last harvest into the scourges. To save the last souls who still want to be saved by me. Amen.